Holding daf mem aleph omer aleph. Again, the last shaila was, what does he mean to say that a talis petura also has a din of klayim? So the more what if you want to say a talis petura means that the shear is too small, like we had a shear of it says va'gol b'yotzav derech harayim chayev b'tzitzis. If the talis is long enough, then you chayev b'tzitzis. But what's going to be ein ha'kotin mischasa boy rosh of rubai? Let's say the beged is so small that a kotin cannot cover up his head and rov of his body. So then that beged is potter from tzitzis. So then the klal is afa pi shagodu yoytsu by arai. Even though a godo will wear out this beged arai temporary, still ptura. So it says clearly in such a case you potter minat tzitzis, and it ends up clearly the brayso. That the same thing applies to the loch of klayim of shatnis. And the question was, the vinabo, he asked the question on this, my v'chein linyin klayim, what does the brayso mean to say that hilchos klayim have the same aloha like titzis? Elaim, if you want to tell me, v'chein linyin isur with the klayim, that the isur of klayim only applies to a beged, that's this big, let's say it's 18 inches by 18 inches. If it's smaller than this, it does not apply the Yisra Klayim to it. So most of that doesn't make sense. So tomorrow of Anan Tanan we learned, Ein Arai B'Klayim. There's no Heta of Arai B'Klayim. Meaning any beggar that has Shatnis, if you wear it, Yechayiv. Siv so pshit, if you have Shatnis in the beggar, even though the beggar is less than 18 inches by 18 inches, it's smaller than a cotton will be Mischasa. Reishav Rubai, pshit Yechayiv, over the Yisra Klayim. So what does it mean to say before, if you put tzitzis on a beged ptura with klayim, still you're not over the avera, still with the yisrichalos tasei? So my answer is, ela rather my ptura. What did the brayso mean to say before? Even if you matter the tzitzis on a beged ptura, it means to say hita lumutelis, that if you put tzitzis on a beged that's already potter from tzitzis, meaning that the first beged already has a tzitzis on it. In other words, you have a long beggar that has the shear, and you already put four tittus on the four corners. Now you want to put a second pair of tittus on them. So such a case, even though the beggar is already potter because you have already the tittus, still the second pair is still called tittus. And if the second pair has klayim, it'll still be mutter. And like Rashi says, the story is, Tichishayi rachmona klayim betittus. When the Torah said that they had to wear klayim in tittus, Lagamri Yishtori, it's part of Lagamri. So even though you already have one pair, now by sort of putting a second pair, there's a proof to Gemara before, the mice is still called the mice atitzis, and therefore, even though it's Kalayim, still it's Muta. So Gemara asked the question, V'omro Rabbi Zeira Chodizimno, I Rabbi Zeira already said this halacha once before. So Rashi says, where did he say it once before? So we have Liel, Hitel Lumutelis Kshera. So if you put Sitzis on a beggar that has Sitzis already, it's Kshera. So Rashi says, V'chivun de Mischashre Bahanach Basroim, since with the second pair is Kosher, the Koshrein Bekamoyim, for sure, just with the first pair is Kosher. If so, Rashi, have a possible Basroim, if you want to take him off the second pair. If so, Pshita de Yein Bo Mishum Klayim, Pshita, there's no use to climb and wearing this beggar, Dokula Sitzis Mikri. The whole thing is called tzitzis. So Rabbi Zeira already said this one time before, that if you put tzitzis on the beggar that has already tzitzis, the beggar is still kshera. Meaning, you still mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. There's no real baal tzitzis like we had before, because pshita you have daft willing to take off eventually the first pair. So right now it's called the beggar of tzitzis, so pshita so there's no isaklayim. So Gemara says, Enechnami. And the Gemara, Choda mechlal de chaberet itna. One was learned from a klal of the other one. Rashi says, "Mechlal dehitul metalz kshera itmach deklayim." And Echnami is from that. Since he said aloha before Rabbi Zeira, that if hitul metalz is kshera, so from that the brayso builds out and says that who adin to be no with the klayim. Then Echnami mikur adin Rabbi Zeira said it once. So from that one time we build out another aloha that even though it's klayim, still it's muta. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, it wasn't a brace like this. Talis kfula chayevis petzitzis. If you have a talis that was long enough, it had a shear of tzitzis, and now you folded it over. So Rashi learned Shoisa Rucha Kishtai Mekoflo. The beged had double length to it. So now you folded it over, and like you plan to wear it the way it is now, folded over. So Halacha is Chayevus Betzitzis. You have to put tzitzis on the way it is right now, the way it's folded over. Rabbi Shimon says no, that the way it is right now is potter. Why? Rashi says Shem Tifshet Nimtzes Tzitzis B'Amtziyaseh. Because even though you folded it over now, so what? Most probably you can open it up yet. And if you put tzitzis on the way it is now folded over, so it's not cold on the four corners. Because when you open up the beged, two pairs will be in the middle of the beged. So therefore, the way it is kfula right now, it's proper. You can't be mechayev the mitzvah tzitzis. But the Gemara says, v'shakon, they both agree though. Shim kofla v'tofra. Let's say you fold over the beged and you sew it down. Shechayevus, then taki yechayev and tzitzis the way it is right now. Because since you sold it down, you're not going to open it up anymore. You're going to leave it the way it is now, so pshit yechayev and tzitzis. Samara says, tofra pshit avada. If you sew it down, sheet is going to stay this way. So that's like the new beged now. And if this size, there's a shear to it, so pshit yechayev. So the Ma'in says, lo tzricha v'chidish is, denakta v'sichayim, that the way you sewed it up was not with good stitches, but with wide stitches. So I would have thought to say that these stitches are not oimit l'skayim, but rather eventually you can open them up, and then it'll come out the tzitzis are in the middle, kamashmula no. That Lamaisa now, since you did sew them up, even though with wide stitches, it's called the beged the way it is now, folded over. And you could put tzitzis on the four corners the way the beged is now. Now the Gemara says, Rabba bar Rafuna, ikloi levei Rava bar Rav Nachman. So Rabba bar Rafuna went to visit Rava bar Rav Nachman. Chaziayu dehevi mechasei talis kfula. He saw him wearing a beged that was folded over. And he would put on tzitzis the way it is now folded over. That's the way he put on tzitzis. If shetei, and then later what happened was, the beged opened up. And the tzitzis now coming out were not in the middle of the beged anymore. Two pair were like on top of his head, two pair of the tzitzis were in the middle of the beged. So Omalei said back to him, Lav hainu kanav tekosu rachamani baraisa. So it could be the story was, first when he put on the tzitzis, maybe taka was sewed down. It was sewed down, so after locha before, talis kfula, that's tofra, you're allowed to put on tzitzis. So true, he put it on right. But later what happened was the beged opened up. So now that it's opened up, he told him, the chura now you're not making the mitzvah anymore. Because two of the tzitzis is in the middle of the beged by your head, it's not at the four corners. So what he did was, also, Shadia, he took this beggar and I threw it away, put down this beggar, he's not going to wear it anymore. Ichseg limach ritei. Instead, he put on another beggar that had four good corners, and that had tzitzis on it. So this beggar he put down. So Amalei said back to him, Mi savrit chayvus gavruhu. Do you hold that tzitzis is a chayvus gavruhu, meaning it's a chiv upon you, any beggar you're wearing, you have to wear tzitzis. But a beggar that you're not wearing, you don't have to have tzitzis on it. He said back, no, chayvus talisu. We hold that there's a chayvus talis, meaning every talis, every beged of tzitz, every beged, a four-corner beged that you own, you have to have tzitzis on it. So this beged now, once it opened up, it's not good just to throw it away. But otherwise, you're going to have to use it. You're going to have to put tzitzis on it the right way. So therefore, zil romilei. Therefore, he told him, go through, put tzitzis the right way on that beged. If so, it comes out that he holds tzitzis is a talis mona, that the tzitzis is a chayvus talis, that any beged you have to have tzitzis on it. Samora says, Lema Mesel, let me bring a proof to this, you said. Because we had before that chasidim or rishonim, the real chasidim that were mezaris and all the mitzvahs, they did it very fast, carefully, is kivan shogol b'sholish. As soon as they had the beged, and it came out before, it was down to the last 3 inch voice of the beged. So right away, they would put tzitzis on this beged, even before they would put it on. So it's a proof to say that the chiyuv tzitzis is not bedavka when you wear it, but as soon as you own a beged of four corners, you have to put tzitzis on the beged. Someone says, no, Shani Chasidim, it could be the Chasidim were different. The Machmer and Ashayu, they were Machmer upon themselves, that as soon as they owned a beggar with four corners, right away they ran to Bizaris to put tzitzis on them. There could be not that shot because she mechuyiv to, stand there machmum upon themselves. There could be really mikradin alochros like we hold, that tzitzis is a chayvus gavra. Meaning to say, whenever you wear a beged with four corners, that's when you have to have tzitzis on it. But if you're not wearing the beged, you only have to have tzitzis on it. The Gemara says, though still, O pligi de malachai, he that says that there's a chayvus talis, he dings it on this man the yom malachai. Malach, not a mandiyam, it means the malach. So what happened over here? The malach ask cheder of katina. A malach once found of katina. The michvei sadin, that he was wearing clothing without tzitzis on it. Omalaiti said to him, katina kini, sadino bekaito, visarlo visizavusa, his tzitzis shot chelis, maite lay. Meaning to say, in the winter, you're wearing a coat that has rounded off corners. And in the summer, you're wearing this type of a coat that also doesn't have corners. So the kids of the begot, all the begotten you're wearing do not have four corners. So what are you going to do with the Mr. Tzitzis? How come you're not being a kind of Mr. Tzitzis? That's what the model said to Avkini. So Amalei, so Avkini said back to him, and she said, I say, that do I get punished for Nisra I say? In other words, what am I doing wrong? Like I didn't do any Avera, just I'm not being a kind of Mr. Say. So for that, do I get an Avera? Like, how come you come to tell me what am I doing wrong? So Tayyip speaks out like this Kasha was only here like a mitzvah of titzis. And the only mitzvah is if you have a beggar you're wearing the four corners, then you have a mitzvah titzis. But the chur here like you have no chia to go out and buy yourself. But Tayyip says that about it by an essay government, a real essay. Of a filu beltin shalamato, ho you makino say to nashay. Of mitzvahs. Lulav, let's say, Mitzvah Esrei, here's question, what essay, what's my English? So that's like I told him, Bizman Drischa, and yes, when there's Rischa, when there's anger, then you get punished even for such an essay. That's what he answered him back. That will soon explain more what the, why Hashem was angry like. For the Kitza, when there's Rischa, there are times in Echnami, then you get punished even for being Mavatl, Mitzvah Esrei. So it says like this. If you tell me now the pshat from tzitzis is that the ikar chiyuv is that when a person wears a beggar of four corners, you have a chiyuv to put tzitzis on them. But if you're not wearing the beggar, you just own it, you have no chiyuv to put tzitzis. If so, haino de mechayiv to loy karami. That's why, like the malach was saying, you get a punishment because you didn't go to put on tzitzis. But early, I'm if you tell me, chiyuv is talasu. That the locker is any beggar that you own. You have to put tzitzis on them. If so, holei mechayvei. So then the pshat would be that a beggar that you own, you have to put tzitzis on. But here the pshat was he did not own any begadim with four corners. So since he did not own such a type of a beggar, his beggar, his coat, the summer and the winter one, was rounded off, so then what's the yainish altogether? A chayvei's talis would mean if you own a talis, then you have to put tzitzis. See that if Katina did not own a beggar of four corners, what was the problem? Smora says, no. Elo, what do you want to tell me, my chayvus gavru, that the pshat from tzitzis is a chiv upon the person to, when he puts on tzitzis, to have tzitzis? If so, need the chayv rachmona, shimichsei, talis to baskiyuvei, enechanami. If you put on a beggar that has four corners on it, true, the Torah was mechayvu to put tzitzis on it. But when a person puts on a beged that does not have four corners on it, or else. So then the beged he's wearing now, he has no chiyuv to put tzitzis on it. If so, michayv rachmana, did the Torah tell him he has to go and buy another beged? He gets the same kashir also. Even if the old tzitzis is called the chayvus gavra, so what? Still, like what did he do wrong over here? Chayvus Gavra is only that when you wear the beggar of four corners, then you have to have tzitzis. But if you don't wear such a beggar, you're not mechuyiv. So it's the same kasha. What did Rav Katina do wrong here? So more ends off. Ela rather, hochi komalei. This is what the malach came to tell Rav Katina. That the tain against him was, tzitziki, lemif to nafshecha mitzitzis. Like you're looking around for excuses not to have to wear tzitzis. In other words, true. Mikiradin calls them on you, don't have the bag of the four corners on you, you're potter from tzitzis. But lemais, it's not nice that you should go around in the winter and the summer for dafka to wear clothing that does not have four corners. That gufa was a taina. Tzitziki, are you looking for excuses how to pot yourself from tzitzis? Avad, you should have put on yourself a dagger of four corners to be able to be in the kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis. And this the Gemara has often said that Omer of Tuvia bar Kisna, Omer Shmuel, that Kli Kufsa chayavim a tzitzis. He talk holds that a Kli, a dagger that has four corners, even though it's in your drawer, even though you're not wearing it, still you're chayavim a tzitzis. And he holds that tzitzis is called a chayvois talus. Lamaisa, we pass the halacha, we hold that a tzitzis is called the chayvus gavra, meaning only before you put on such a beggar of four corners is there a chayv to put on tzitzis. But if you stam own a beggar of four corners and you're not wearing it, you have no chayv to put on tzitzis. For our kofonim, we see from the Gemara here that's not nice to find out aitzis how to pot yourself from tzitzis. In other words, even though really the mitzvah's essay is only if you're wearing such a beggar, but avad lechatchila is an inyan to try and put yourself to wear such a beggar of four corners in order to be the kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now the Gemara says, though, umayvish Shmuel, but Shmuel himself admits and agrees that bizokin she'oso lechvoidai sheftura. If the zokin means an older person that's making out for himself tachrichim, he's making his clothing that's been put on him after his mace, so those begodim are put him in a tzitzis. My time, what's the reason? You only have to put tzitzis on a beged that you plan to cover yourself with, meaning that you can have hanor from it, or warm you up. But the beged you wear after your mace, the beged they put on you when you mace, the tachrichim, that's not made lechasos to cover you, to warm you. But it's not made lechasos bo. Therefore, tachrichim are put in a tzitzis. Therefore, this beggar that a zaken is making for himself to have put on after his mace, right now, is potem in a tzitzis. But the Gemara says here, but be'ahi shosa, after the person dies, and the zman de taka put this beggar on him, so vade v'minulei, then at that time, he's supposed to put tzitzis on the beggar. And the reason is, mishum leig v'rosh, cherev osayu, people that make fun of a mace, it's not nice. So therefore, like if he's not going to wear tzitzis, it's going to be a cherpa for him. As if to say, now that he's mace, he's put on a mitzvah. So therefore, this Gemara holds that you should put on tzitzis. L'maisa our minigiz, we do not put on tzitzis, like I says here, the Gemara neither explains why our minigiz l'maisa, that most they put on a tzitzis on, they cover them up with a talis, but usually they passel the talis. They rip off the tzitzis. At least one corner, they cut off the tzitzis. Their parents explains why. The mice is fakert, it's her for sayu, because some people do not wear talus when they were alive. So since they do not wear it when they were alive, if you put it on now after the mace, that would be her for sayu. So the kids are coughing out many gives that not to put on a kosher talus over a mace. Omarachba, Omarav Yehuda, talus shenikro, or the talus that ripped. Again, we had it more before. A beggar that rips, there's a rip there, at the corner of the beggar, and you want to sew it up. So it depends. Chutz l'sholosh yitfor. If the rip was away higher up, three etzbois from the end of the beggar, in other words, it's not the place where you're supposed to put tzitzis on it, is yitfor. Then you'll let it sew up the rip in the beggar. For teich sholosh la yitfor. For if the beggar ripped within three etzbois from the end of the beggar, then you should not sew it up. Because then we're afraid that we had the Gemara before, maybe you'll have the extra strings laying around, or still hanging there, and you may come to use it for tzitzis. Therefore, if the beged ripped within three etzbois from the end of the beged, you should not sew it up. And Tanya Yachud goes like this, that talis shenikro chutz l'sholosh yitkor, a talis that ripped, if it's away three etzbois, you could sew it up. But teich sholosh within three etzbois from the end of the beged, to remain away from the yitzvah, you should not sew it up. The chomar mitzvah chomar say yes, though you let it sew it up. But if they don't know from this gezerah, we're not afraid you may come to use leftover strings for tzitzis. But for shoven, everybody agrees though, that Shema Yovi Afilu Amu Alamo Vimoka Machar Uvo Tcheles Vitoila Bo. But everybody agrees that if a corner came off from one beged, you cannot like rip off or take a corner from another beged that has a tzitzis on it already, even though that shear is mama shenama bainama. You cannot take it off one beged and now sew that corner on with its tzitzis onto this beged. But that would be a psul of tassel layman also. The tzitzis was already made, and now you're sewing on this piece, this corner, onto the beged. Here about it is a psul. Always after the beged is made, after you have the corner, then you have to go put tzitzis onto the corner. But not that tzitzis on the corner ready from before, and now put that corner onto the beged. Now the ma'aseh of the halacha is that avada we should always try not to have to rip your begodim. But if your beged got ripped, the halacha is like this, that there is a Rav Amram sheet that holds that the only psul is that if after you put on tzitzis, then it gets ripped. But if you first sewed up the beged and then you put tzitzis on it, there wouldn't be any problem. So Lamaise said the beged got ripped before and there wouldn't be any problem. But even according to Rashi Shita, some amat that if the beged is made out of wool, or the minig is only to use tzitzis out of wool, then we don't have any gzera. Because if the beged, usually if you sew it up, you don't use wool to sew up, and most we use cotton to sew it up. So therefore, even if there'll be some strings left over, there's no real gzera. You may come to use it for tzitzis. Because our meaning today is we only use woolen strings for tzitzis. Therefore, for the effort, if your beged does get ripped there, the mice said smooth it to sew it back up again with cotton string, and we're not afraid to come to use it for tzitzis. Because again, our meaning is to use only wool. Now the Gemara continues on and says, Vishoven, they both agree, Shemevi tchelis mimokamachar, that you'll have to take off tzitzis off a different beged, and put it on to this new beggar that you want to put this on to now for Torah book. But Obuvad is providing